said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show, if you guys have missed the first three segments, we've been talking about millennial travel because that is really the trending thing in travel nowadays. Hotels, airlines, tour companies, they're all wanting to figure out, what do the millennials want to do? Where do they want to go? And hey, I'm not mad about that because you guys are really kind of driving a lot of things nowadays. So I have Nicole Roberts sitting in with me and Olivia Varnson, who's usually sitting in with me. They're both millennials and sharing different information about millennials and the trend that we're talking about today. So you guys, I mean, you guys are really the larger generation now that is probably actually out there traveling. So it's all good to know. But, you know, something else that we do here on the show is we talk about quarter miles, and quarter miles is all about that program that the U.S. Mint Department put together where they put a design on the back of a quarter for each of our states. And that design was based on something about that state that is very popular, maybe very historic. So we've talked about travel from the standpoint of going to the states and trying to find something to do based on that quarter. And we call it quarter miles. And we always do it in the fourth quarter of the show. So today we're going to have another quarter mile segment. And Olivia, what state are we talking about?
Today we're looking at Illinois.
And we're going to look at it a little bit from a millennial standpoint as well.
Yes, we have a great example of how the travel industry is reacting to what millennials are doing. Last year, Illinois launched an Amazing Illinois campaign, which was mostly aimed towards millennials and also Generation X travelers, with the accompanying website enjoyillinois.com. And it's a really interactive website with lots of, I like what they did, they put itineraries together based on your interests. So there's a lot to take in there. So that's, you know, here's some of the things that they think millennials will enjoy about their state, especially, of course, Chicago.
Well, what are some of the things?
Some things they highlight in Chicago, Millennium Park, a 24-acre park with lots of public art, including, of course, the famous, you know, kind of bean sculpture, an urban garden, a theater, lots of summer concerts and festivals, which, of course, are also really popular with millennials.
With millennials. Now, Nicole, you went to Northwestern University in Chicago. Did you ever go to Millennium Park?
Yes, we did indeed. We spent as much time as we could there. I always had a couple weeks before school actually started in the fall to explore around a little bit, which was nice because in the winter it's really hard to get down to Millennium Park from Evanston where Northwestern is, just because it's so cold and there's so much snow. But
yes. Chicago's known for that too.
Exactly. But yeah, it's a fantastic park. And we're talking a little bit earlier that one of the things that drives millennial travel are things like festivals. So Chicago is a great city for multiple festivals. One of them is Lollapalooza, the big music festival. So that's one that I have friends that will travel from around the country to go and take part in that. So lots of really cool things like that in Millennium Park.
And the Magnificent Mile, I always think about that.
Yes, that is a great opportunity to see a lot in one area, which I think is something millennials and really everyone is looking for, is, you know, getting the most bang for your buck. What can you do in, you know, a certain amount of time in a limited, you know, area? Magnificent Mile has a lot of options. One thing it's home to is one of the only buildings remaining after the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, the historic Water Tower, and it's now home to a rotating display of local art, lots of shopping opportunities along the Magnificent Mile, from luxury boutiques to, you know, little shops, and there's also a mega mall there, so lots of options depending on, you know, your budget and what you're looking for. And then you can also get a really great view of the city and ride up at the 360 Chicago, which is at the John Hancock Center. They have an observation deck 94 stories high. So a great photo opportunity there.
Hey, it sounds like Instagram.
Yes.
Now, I know museums are popular with the boomer generation, but it seems as though as part of their focus on millennials that they're also focusing on some of the museums. Are there some museums that you guys went to a lot? Nicole, when you were there?
Yes, actually, we had, this is always kind of funny to say this, but I can't remember what group it was for, but we actually had a party in the Natural History Museum there, which was very funny. It's great because usually museums will do things like that as well. So it's always a good draw for the millennials to get them in the door. The museum is to have a party in it. So you can usually find that on a lot of different websites for the museums. They'll have like the first Friday or something mm-hmm. of the month. They'll actually leave it open later and leave the exhibits open, but also have like a DJ in there and things like that. You can spend the night in the museum. And
that sounds
fun. Yeah, so there are always kind of fun ways like that to get involved with the museums. But I do feel like millennials too are sort of, especially as we get a little older, are developing a great interest in history and like art and things like that. So museums really are very popular, especially if they'll let you take pictures inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
For the gram.
For the gram.
I think there are a couple of different museums then in Chicago.
Lots of museums to take in. The Museum of Science and Industry, the Shedd Aquarium, Adler Planetarium. These are some of the examples from the website. And one thing that they highlighted with these museums is that they're very interactive. And that's a great thing to see. A lot of museums, you know, thanks to the advancement of technology,
yes.
you don't have to just stand and observe. You can actually immerse yourself in exhibits. You can place yourself in different time periods, lots of things along those lines. And I think that's what draws not only millennials, but even younger generations, too.
Well, now, Navy Pier is very well known. I mean, you say Navy Pier, Chicago, people know exactly what you're talking about. So what can we see there at Navy Pier?
Navy Pier is a 3,300-foot long pier.
Wow.
Considered sort of a playground of the city. They have lots of live entertainment. There are museums along there. Restaurants and food vendors, but probably most iconic is the Ferris wheel there. But they've also got a carousel, mini golf, you know, lots of fun games like that.
But now usually when we do the quarter miles, I know we kind of jumped into what the millennials want. Because see, you guys are kind of shifting the direction even of our talk about quarter miles. Because we usually start off with talking about really that design on the
right,
back.
Right.
So let's back up a little bit and talk about that. We have a couple of minutes left.
All right. So we're looking at a design that was released in 2003 and designed by Donna Weaver. And it highlights, of course, a young Abraham Lincoln. He's standing within the Illinois state outline. And to the left, you see a farm scene. And to the right is the Chicago skyline. So kind of trying to bring together both aspects of Illinois. And you'll also see that on the Enjoy Illinois website. They have a Chicago portion, but they also want you to explore the rest of the state. Lots of scenic drives are on that list as well.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, Abraham Lincoln practiced law in Springfield. And a lot of times, you know, when we think of Illinois, we only think about Chicago. But there are some other cities that have historic significance.
Absolutely. And Springfield is definitely one of them. They have lots of things dedicated to Abraham Lincoln. His only home, the only home he ever owned, was in Springfield, and now it is a National Historic Site composed of 4.5 blocks of lots of different buildings. You can see lots of exhibits there. They kind of examine, you know, his life there, but also his path to presidency.
So you definitely want to shoot on over to Springfield and check all of that out. And, of course, definitely go back to the highlights of Chicago. Absolutely. So anything else about this quarter?
Well, you can also visit the Presidential Museum and Library. The museum or the library houses 12 million books.
Wow.
You can't check any out. It's not a traditional library, but you can go in there and just observe lots of personal documents from Abraham Lincoln, but also just a great library on its own.
And I know, Nicole, if you want to take your boomer generation mom, she loves books, so that would be a good one to take her to.
We have an opportunity. My 10-year reunion is coming up this year.
Okay,
it's kind of crazy. So planning a trip to Chicago also in the fall.
That would be good. That would be good because this, you know, I always say there's something about going back to a place that you're familiar with and kind of recreating maybe some of the things that you did in the past, or at least thinking about it from, you know, a very sentimental standpoint, and then creating some new memories as well in a place that was very special to you at one point.
Yes, I'd love to do all of this because the downside of being a college kid in Chicago, you can't really do anything. You don't have any money or you're always in class or you don't have a car.
Very interesting, very interesting. Well, this has been a very interesting show, at least for me, because it's been very informational, very informative to learn about from firsthand. from you guys a little bit about the millennials' trends and how they're affecting travel, because I can tell you, with going around doing the different things that I do with travel as a travel journalist, that is what I hear all the time. It's how the millennials are influencing travel, the trends that you guys are creating, and how the brands, meaning the airlines and the hotels and the tour companies and the restaurants even, are really coming on board and wanting to know what you guys want, because you are the ones that are out there really doing a lot of travel. Because some of the statistics that I saw is that when it comes to travel, that you guys are doing about 51% of the travel, where boomers are doing about 50%. So, hey, you guys are even outstretching the boomers. But thank you guys for listening today. It's been a great show. If you have any comments to add, please check out our Facebook page at Travel Bags with Anita. And we'll be back soon with more travel destinations tips and lots of information for you on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.